Well, thank you for that introduction. Today, our guest is Mr. Ty Warner, Executive Director for the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission, or NERPC. Ty, welcome back to the show.
Carl, thank you very much. It's great to be here.
So, Ty, remind our listeners what NERPC is and what NERPC does.
Yes, so NERPC is the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission, and we are the Council of Governments for Northwest Indiana, which for us is Lake Porter and LaPorte counties. And in addition to being the Council of Governments, we are the Metropolitan Planning Organization, which is a federal designation that has to do with transportation funding, which is what most people probably know us for. But basically, NERPC is the place where all the 41 municipalities in those three counties all get together on a regular basis to talk about things that are bigger than any one of them.
Sure. So how does NERPC's Northwest Indiana 2050 regional plan shape what you do?
Well, basically, all those elected officials that serve as the board for NERPC, and there are 53 elected officials on the board, the NWI 2050 plan is what helps us all to move together in the same direction. So NWI 2050 was adopted in May of 2019, and it's a federal requirement that we have to develop a long-range transportation plan for Northwest Indiana. But in addition to the transportation component, we have taken that plan, as we've done with our plan before this as well, to look at the impacts that infrastructure and transportation improvements have on all of Northwest Indiana. So, you know, you can't talk about improving transportation in one area without looking at the impacts to economic development, to the environment, to housing issues, to a whole host of things. And so NWI 2050 helps give us that framework. And it helps set the vision that we aspire to so that our efforts are going in the same direction. And frankly, that's what keeps those 53 elected officials moving in the same direction.
Absolutely.
All towards trying to create a region that is, as it says in the plan, connected, renewed, united, and vibrant, those four. And it just occurred to me, actually, I was looking at something from the Project for Public Spaces, which is an organization that looks about how to make great places. And it just struck me literally just as I was looking at this stuff last night. And there are four areas that they talk about what makes a good place to be is one that's accessible, one that's comfortable, one that's sociable, and one that is where people are engaged in activities. And those four, it just struck me, connect directly with our four visions of being connected, renewed, united, and vibrant. And I guess that shouldn't be a surprise, because that's what the residents of Northwest Indiana told us that they, when we did all these workshops to get that input, that's what they said they wanted Northwest Indiana to be. So it's just confirmation that this region is headed in the right direction.
So we know NERPC just issued a notice of funding availability, or NOFA, this past fall. So what does that mean for new projects in our region?
As you said, the notice of funding availability happens every so often, and that is the way by which we get the desires of the communities within this region of the improvements that they want to make in the way of transportation. And we are the conduit for federal transportation funds for any transportation improvement that is availing itself of federal transportation funds. And what happens for the MPO, or the Metropolitan Planning Organization, as I said earlier, is that when those funds come to the region, there's a bunch of local decision makers, in this case, those 53 officials that I mentioned, that decide how those funds are spent. So those federal transportation funds are put in the hands of local officials. And so we just had a notice of funding availability, or NOFA, and we are, you know, there's so many projects scheduled that this is already looking at 2025 to 2026, so a two-year period that far out. And so we put the call for projects out to find out what communities want to do, and there's literally a submission process, and we received all those. And now it's the task of NERPC to go and try to sort through those applications and figure out how to use the available funding to fund the projects that have been submitted. And it can be challenging. And in this case, we've received far more applications than we have funds for, which is not a surprise. But to give you the level of magnitude here, within that two-year period, there's almost $45 million that is allocated to the region over that two-year period. When you total up the projects that were submitted under this NOFA, That's about $123 million. So that's 275% of what the actual funding is that's available.
Sure.
So now there's a process of trying to figure out, okay, what's the biggest bang for the buck? How do we make the best use of those resources? And that is absolutely not done in a vacuum. That's done at a multitude of committee meetings that are open to the public, where these elected officials and their respective staffs that come to the table all try to work this out in a way that makes sense for the region. And that's all guided by that NWI 2050 document that I mentioned earlier. It gives us the vision of how to sort through those projects to try to focus those monies towards the priorities of the region.
Sure.
So it'll be challenging, but NERPC is no stranger to this process, and we will do our best to make sure that those funds are used in the most appropriate and most beneficial way.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to hearing more about those upcoming projects for that that time frame. So I understand NERPC has a new economic development arm that began just when COVID started to hit. So how does economic development play a role in regional planning in the key program areas already established at NERPC?
We are very excited about this new avenue for NERPC and being able to be a further benefit to the region. Our legislation, which, and I should mention, NERPC is actually created under state statute. It's not a state agency, but state statute gives us our organizational construct. And within that state statute, it says that NERPC does planning and programming in the areas of transportation, environment, and economic development. And so with this economic development district designation, which many folks had worked on over 10 years, so we're really pleased to be able to get this designation at long last, we are walking into a whole new area, which is a niche in economic development in this region. We're not duplicating anything that's already done. What is happening is that there are now federal funds for economic development available to this region that this region was not eligible until NERPC received this designation. So it's a whole new thing to add value to what's happening in this region. And particularly with the CARES Act funds, CARES Act being approved by Congress in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic, we received funds to be able to help with recovery from the effects of the coronavirus and to help make this region much more resilient. So part of that funding involves the creation of a resiliency plan so that we can learn from this experience, help come out of this experience in the region, and then be prepared for future, let's hope there's no future pandemics, but you know that's always a possibility, as we know. And so to prepare for either future pandemics or other catastrophic events, how can this region best set itself up to be resilient? So this gets into issues of how do we develop sustainable transportation systems? How does that affect fuels and energy efficiency for transportation systems that we put in place in a way that's sustainable in normal times, let alone in the midst
sure.
of some major events?
So how can our listeners learn more about NERPC?
Yeah, the best way to keep track of us is to go to our website, which is nirpc.org, nirpc.org. And we keep that updated. There is information right on the homepage to be able to sign up for mailing lists. And we also are on social media. So future meetings, opportunities to be involved, that is all posted. And we welcome that input. You know, NERPC exists to try to improve Northwestern Indiana and make it a better place. And a lot of people have ideas about how to do that. And working together, I think we can pull those ideas and try to make that happen as we come out of the effects of the pandemic and hopefully go on towards a brighter future.
And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Mr. Ty Warner, Executive Director for the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission, or NERPC. Green Fleet Radio airs 3 times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.